This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This is going to fall on deaf ears across the greater Northeast, but man, we could really use some snow out here on the West Coast. It is so dry out here because of the drought that ski areas in both California and Oregon have had to suspend operations due to low snowpack. Even trail groomers up in Alaska had to make their own snow so that they could open in time for the holidays. Tom Bonsi has more now on snow as a commodity.
Hey, Boston and New England, Kevin McCarthy wants your snow.
They don't need it in Cape Cod. They need it here in Washington.
McCarthy manages the White Pass ski area in Washington State. The few skiers on his slopes need to look out for ice, rocks, ground patches. The snowpack here is about 25% of normal. Sadly, that's a common predicament up and down the West Coast this winter. For some resorts, it's the second or third tough year in a row.
For 3 weeks, we made snow, and it has been a lifesaver, tying the lower mountain with the upper mountain, which has enough natural snow to operate.
McCarthy points out the wide, white ribbons of man-made snow that lead to the base area, but his snowmaking machines aren't a cure-all. They're shut down this week because it's too warm for them to work. Still, McCarthy credits the snow guns for his ability to open on time and stay open.
The last 2 years, yeah, every time we go by these, we want to give them a hug.
Snowmaking systems are not new in the ski industry. Back east and in the Midwest, ski resorts have relied on snowmaking for decades, less so along the West Coast, and that's what's changing.
To remain a viable business, a lot of these places are going to want to investigate snowmaking because it'll stabilize their business.
That's Joe Vanderkellen, who runs the big supplier SMI Snowmakers based out of Michigan.
A lot of resorts would say, geez, Joe, you're a nice guy, but, you know, we'll never have snowmaking in our mountain because we actually have too much snow. It's interesting to have some of those folks circle back now.
Vanderkellen says resort owners recognize the threat of climate change because they're seeing it. One NASA study says spring now arrives more than 2 weeks earlier in the Lake Tahoe resort region than it did 50 years ago. Vanderkellen says he tells resort operators that snowmaking gives them a chance to weatherproof their business.
There are literally more than 100 resorts in the United States that would have gone out of business without snowmaking systems. It might be closer to 200.
Vanderkellen says his customers may spend as little as $50,000 for a single snow gun and pumping station, all the way up to $50 million at an international resort such as Whistler in British Columbia. I'm Tom Bonsi for Marketplace.